The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Fight for freedom, freedom, and the soul of the USA. Right here, right now, it's Independence Day. Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, who lift us and heed us, who stand for what's right and stand up to what's wrong. We must take America back, now and forever, with God in his rightful place. Then he will bless and protect the U.S. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is November 28th, 2022. And we have a special guest on the show tonight here. I've been trying to work on this show for several years now. Been attending the CBD hemp festivals for the last couple of years here in Central Florida, and I have come up short every dang time. I have no idea, but third time I struck gold this time around and found somebody credible and some great knowledge coming your way tonight. And her name is Jamie Treadwell. She lives down here in Central Florida here. And has her own company called TreadwellFarms.com, a great website. You're going to have to go to the website. We're going to talk about CBD oil, hemp products. And the reason I want to do this is because we've talked about in the past the addiction, this addiction problem we have across the nation with opioids. People, oh my gosh, all the pills they take for pain and suffering here. And there must be a solution. I've always felt there must be a solution to the opioid addiction here. And could we possibly find some other avenue to get off the narcotics here and go to something else more natural? And this is natural. I mean, this is grown right here in Central Florida. It's grown all over the country, hemp. It's a pretty amazing story. It's a huge industry. We're looking at the prospects. They're saying by the year 2030, we're going to be at $17.24 billion industry here. We're currently right around $4.5 billion industry. I went to the largest cannabis hemp festival I've ever been to in my life. It was huge, and it increased over year after year. I was really surprised. I found a lot of educated people there. And like I said, I snagged one. I snagged one for this show tonight. And so tonight is CBD hemp. We're going to talk about it A to Z. She's got quite a bit of information to share. I'm looking at, like I said, the aspect of leaving the opioid crisis here, leaving the pain narcotics and going to something different. I had a personal experience, not really personal, but my dog. My introduction to CBD oil came through my dog being injured, falling off the couch, trying to jump up there, the little guy, and he just kind of flipped over on his back, ended up doing some spinal cord damage, and he has lost mobility in his back legs. He was paralyzed. So I brought him into the vet, and we were this close to putting him down. And I said to the vet, you know, in the ICU, when we get spinal cord injuries, we give him a huge dose of prednisone or solumedrol, actually, in an ICU, solumedrol, an anti-inflammatory, a big gun. We bring down the inflammation process as fast as we can and cross our fingers that everything kind of pops back in place. Can we possibly think about doing that with this little guy here? Because I'm not ready to put him down yet. This is a couple of years back. He said, yeah, sounds good. I like your critical thinking. Let's do that. So we did that. And then I had to find something else to do a maintenance to keep everything back in order. Now, we never got back 100% on this dog. Never got 100% his legs back. I went to the vet today with him. As he runs, he's like that little fat kid that runs. He's got that funny little wiggle, you know, and we laugh about it. But that's the best analogy I can show you, that he can run. He looks goofy as hell when he runs, but he can run. And he can still do a lot of things. So the CBD oil was our maintenance after the fact to keep the inflammation down and keep everything working really well. So that's my personal story of CBD oil. But I have other reasons. I probably should definitely investigate this for myself for sleeping issues. I've got some serious issues of sleep. I guess got too much on my shoulders, I think, pretty much. That's my situation here. A lot. I'm carrying a lot of load on my shoulders. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Well, it's without further ado, let's bring on my guest tonight, Miss Jamie Treadwell. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I'm glad to have you on. Finally, like I said, third time's a charm. Third time is a charm here. And let's start off. Let's give the basic definitions here of CBD oil, CBD hemp. Let's break it down from A to Z here, because a lot of people don't understand it. And I think you and we talked earlier, even the pharmaceutical and the government didn't understand it. They didn't understand it at all. Oh, no, you can't do that. But we're talking about industrial hemp, which has a THC level of about 0.3%. There's very little THC in there. We'll talk about THC also. That's the main ingredient in your marijuana, which gets you the high, which we're not looking for the high. We're looking for solutions to pain issues, sleeping issues. I even saw that people were using it for cancer, for pain, for seizure issues, and there's numerous other things. I think it's a great product, and I want to touch on this. Like I said, pretty much the A to Z, act like we don't know a dang thing about this product. And let's start from the beginning here, a little bit of the history. Let's go to the history, and let's talk about where we are now, legislation, the products that we have out there, what they can do or what they can help relieve some of the pain and issues we have. Let's start from the very beginning.
Sure. Well, at Treadwell Farms, we've been in business since we started our LLC in 2019, and that's when Florida chose to enact a state hemp program. They started licensing in 2020. We actually got our website up, got all of our licensure 1 week before we went into COVID lockdown. So it's been a really challenging time to start a business, but we feel very blessed to be able to serve our community by creating these products, because I can't think of very many other times in my lifetime where I need help with rest, pain, and mood, basically to feel less anxious with everything that's been going on. So I feel like my family's entry into this business was very timely, and the product that we make is something that can be really helpful for a variety of issues. One of the things, when you first asked me to speak about this, is I have some history in my family of opioid addiction, and that was one of the motivating factors for myself and my parents to actually really study the cannabis sativa L plant. That's the genus and species that was named by Linnaeus, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and the different ways that we can use our experience of over 100 years of agriculture on both sides of my family to grow a plant that could help people. So it's been a real journey for us as we started doing our research back in the 2014, 2015 to where we got to be now. But one of the things you asked me, Steve, was what is the definition of hemp? So I'll give you what's in the 2018 Farm Bill. So if you want kind of the quick history, 2018 was a big year for hemp, because that's when a federal law went into place that said hemp, which is the plant cannabis sativa L and any part of that plant, and it goes through a long list of seeds and derivatives and blah, 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 that have a total delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol, which is THC, what most people refer to as THC. It has a concentration that does not exceed 0.3% on a dry weight basis. So that basically means we can grow a cannabis sativa L plant that is full of other cannabinoids like CBD, CBG, a bunch of different compounds that can have benefit, can also be used. We can use the stems, the stalks, the roots, the leaves. There's so many different things we can do with it. It just has to meet that definition. So think about it like, if you had a rose bush, you can have a rose bush that's grown for making perfume or for using in floral arrangements. Or like in Florida, a lot of times we have the knockout roses that are designed for our environment. They're all still a rose, but each one of them can have different attributes and uses. Same thing with hemp. We can grow hemp for, which is what we do at Treadwell Farms, we grow hemp for the bud. The buds is where all of the cannabinoids are concentrated. It's where other beneficial compounds like the terpenes, which are the compounds that give things their taste or smell, they have therapeutic benefit. If you use an essential oil roller, you're basically taking advantage of the terpenes. And, you know, I'll give an easy example, lavender. Linalool is the terpene that's in lavender. Well, cannabis buds, hemp buds, cannabis sativa L buds, they basically, those buds are like an essential oil blend. That's how they can have different smells. So what we try to do at Treadwell Farms is we grow hemp plants that meet the definition of the 2018 Farm Bill that produce large resinous buds that we can then extract or juice or squeeze or whatever word you want to use to actually get the oil out. And when we get that oil out, we're focusing on the cannabinoids, like CBD, but we're also focused on terpenes, flavonoids, other compounds, because we believe that God created this plant with all of these different components that help balance each other out. We've done a lot of study and travel all over the Western United States. It's legal. I've even been to Israel. But we believe that God created this plant with a lot of different benefits, and we view our job as to grow these plants organically as clean as we can, and then we hand harvest, blow dry, and cure them. So whatever compounds are in that plant when it's living, we do our best to get them to our products. And our products are things like tinctures, drops you can put under your tongue. We make some gummies. We also do some topicals. Just a variety of things that are meant to make the CBD accessible for people to use to live the life they want to live. So the key thing is less than 0.3 THC. So the point of this is not to get anyone high or intoxicated. Right. It's to meet the definition of the law, but to grow as natural, as full of different compounds that can be beneficial as we can plant that we can then translate into products that are affordable and accessible.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious how they came up with the 0.3 for the industrial hemp, the guidelines for THC. Is that something that's possibly going to be increased in the future? Do you think that might be elevated a little bit?
We hope so. Anytime I get a chance to speak to any leader at the Florida Department of Agriculture, USDA, or any of our legislators, a lot of people don't understand that CBD makes THC non-intoxicating. So even if our THC level was higher, those buds are not going to get anyone intoxicated. It would just give us more freedom as a farmer. One of the biggest risks for the farmer is the state comes in and tests our crop. If it's above that 0.3 level, we can lose the whole thing. That's a big risk for a farmer.
Yeah, it is.
We're not talking about genetics like corn or tomatoes that people have been developing for decades, and they can get it where it's exactly the same. A lot of these are newer genetics. So if Florida has a new program, they haven't been grown in Florida, it's still a plant. It's going to react to its environment. You can get some curveballs. So we think it would be smart if they increase the THC level to protect the farmer.
What would you like to see it at? What do you think?
Well, I'd like, there's some legislation out there that's at 1%. It could probably be a little bit higher than that, but 1% would really help, because there's nothing more heartbreaking than to see a farmer, you know, break their back, do what they're supposed to, and then they miss it by a little, and then they lose their whole crop. Luckily, sure, the farmers we work with, that hasn't happened, but there are definitely horror stories out there. And yeah, the farmers that we see working in hemp here in Florida and elsewhere, most of them are family farmers like my family. Anybody that is farming, you're taking a risk, right? And so anything we can do to lessen that risk for the farmer, because we know that even if that THC level, that 0.3, in my opinion, just Jamie's opinion for whatever it's worth, was arbitrary, it could definitely be increased. It would protect farmers, and it wouldn't add undue risk to the products we create. They can still leave it where the products are at 0.3. That definitely doesn't matter. We just don't want to penalize the farmer when they're growing a living plant.
Is there a lobbying effect that you guys have, a lobbyist type situation? You know, I know the pharmaceuticals, of course, their reach on Washington, they have huge, a lot invested in lobbying as far as their products go and what they can get out there. Who's speaking for you guys?
Yeah, there are definitely the Hemp Industry Association, and there are farmer groups by state. But, you know, we're here working every day to make our business go. We don't have the luxury or the resources to have a bunch of lobbyists speaking for us. So, you know, us personally, but there are groups out there that are lobbying that were able to get the Farm Bill passed. And you know, one thing I'm real excited about, which I think is real relevant to this conversation, is there's actually a Medical Marijuana and CBD Research Expansion Act, which is on the president's desk to sign. It was bipartisan legislation. Because the other thing with these products, to get to your point about the pharmaceuticals, is most research is funded by the federal government. Well, as long as a plant is considered federally illegal, right? No university or research institute is going to take their chance of losing their federal funding by doing research. This will really allow us to open up and have more access to research so that we can see all the things that other countries are researching or that we hear from the customers we serve every day. Let's see where the science leads us. Let's see where the benefits are. So we'd love to see the THC level increase, just because it would take pressure off the farmer. And we're excited that there's actually, you know, knock on wood, it'll get signed, and we can start seeing research without these research institutions being afraid of losing their federal funding.
Makes perfect sense to me. Yeah, that's definitely something to look at. We'll keep an eye on that. You know, you mentioned something right off the bat. I kind of forgot about it. I don't know how I forgot about it. I mean, geez, it's consumed our lives for the last 2.5 years here, COVID, and the lockdowns and the mandates and the businesses that have gone under, and how people have, you know, anxiety. Am I going to keep my job? They lose their jobs. The stress of all that. What an opportunity, you know, to come in at the beginning here, or right there in the stages of the COVID pandemic, and to bring this product to the shelves here. Let's take a short commercial break here, and we'll come right back. My special guest tonight is Jamie Treadwell, and we're talking about CBD and hemp. We're going to close the lines for the first hour and then open the lines for your calls. Stay tuned.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
So Republicans will control the House, and Trump is running for president again. Now what? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. What can we hope for from a Republican-controlled House of Representatives? Well, if history is an example, not much. Maybe instead of bills spending $2 trillion at a time, maybe they'll only spend $1.5 trillion. Government accounts for 57% of our nation's gross domestic product. That means that every taxpayer works from January 1st through July 27th just to feed our massive, bloated, overgrown government. If we wanted to get anywhere near a balanced budget, we would have to cut spending, all spending, by nearly 25%. The last time a president was elected to cut spending, Reagan was only able to cut the growth of spending. The Uniparty in D.C. has created an uncontrollable monster. It no longer matters whether Democrats or Republicans are in charge. The monster will continue to be fed with your money and your liberty. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time. Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
No one can be said. What we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done?
And we're back again. My special guest tonight is Jamie Treadwell, owner of Treadwell Farms. And they've got a nice website. You want to learn more about CBD and hemp products, definitely go to the website here. It's treadwellfarms.com. Jamie, where do you want to take off with this? Well, let me throw a couple of questions at you here, first of all.
Sure.
You talked about the depression, the sleep issues. I think if I ever needed it, and I think I do, it's definitely sleep issues. My schedule, everything else I definitely need better rest. It's important to get adequate rest, adequate nutrition, and repairs our immune system. And I could definitely use that. And I notice on TV, the commercials on TV, we see a lot of sleep aids out there. Have you noticed that on TV? Sleep aids. America has a problem sleeping. So I was thinking this would be a perfect opportunity to switch from those little pills, which evidently become dependent and maybe even an addiction. I have to take my little pill or I can't sleep. There must be something natural, better natural, to take for sleep and sedation. And that's what I'm thinking. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I mean, one of the products that we developed at Treadwell Farms is we have what we call our evening blend CBD hemp extract. It's 1,200 milligrams of CBD. And one thing for us is We really want to keep things as natural as possible, so I call it boosted botanicals. In this case, we add other botanicals like lemon balm, chamomile, valerian root, vanilla, and some of them we even extract ourselves. The valerian root, for example, we extract at our facility in Umatilla, Florida. And those herbals compared with the CBD and the hemp extract makes for a great sleep aid. We also have several topicals, but one particular topical is a roll-on that I put on my neck and shoulders before I go to sleep, because I don't know about you, but I carry my stress and my tension in my shoulders and neck, and I was in a car accident, so I have a problem in those areas anyway. But if I take my evening blend and then I use that roll-on on my neck and shoulders, I already start to feel relaxed. And even just the smell, just setting yourself up with a nighttime routine that lets your body know, hey, it's time to rest. And what I find when I take our evening blend, and our other tinctures or gummies will work as well, but the evening blend especially for those that need help sleeping, what happens is I fall asleep. If I get up in the night, my problem is my brain gets going, and then I can't shut it off. But with this, I just kind of relax, and I go back to sleep. So from my research and just my own experience, I think what's happening is your body knows it needs to rest. You're just arming it with other herbal support, the CBD plus the other items that help it stay calm and rested and close my thoughts down where I don't wake up and start worrying, and then I can't go back to sleep. So that's been a real important tool for me. When we were talking and prepping, I let you know, Steve, that I have an autoimmune disorder, and one of my big triggers is rest. So I have to be really diligent about making sure that I manage stress and I get enough rest, and I couldn't do it without our evening blend. So all the products that I'll talk about today, I make them because I need them myself. So I guess maybe that's a little selfish, but just know that I use these. I don't just make them. It's something that I try to take into account. How can I make myself live the life I want in a natural way? And so that's how we arrive at these products.
I like that good philosophy there. Returning back to your baseline of what you can, you know, just because you have the disease process doesn't mean you have to kind of give up everything. There's a return to some kind of functionality that you're going to be very happy with. And that's what I'm looking for. You know, I actually got into this idea of talking about doing a show on CBD and hemp through one of our own hosts here at the network. One of my good friends, he's got some serious issues, pain issues, and he's on the narcotics. And I'd love to see him off, and I've talked about it, and he's used it. But I'm not sure where he is at this point right now. But I just think there is a solution to what we've created a problem here. There's a solution to the problem we've created. We've been writing the narcs scripts here. You can take your narc, take your pain pill, take your pill. And now we've got to this problem now where we have addictions across the nation here. Everybody's addicted. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? So that was my thinking from day one, is that we must find some alternative to the pharmaceutical approach, which is huge, which is billions and billions of dollars. There must be something more natural. And you started off the show talking about natural. Natural. It's been around for a long time. You know, God gave us
over 10,000 years recorded evidence of. And remember, when I started, I said Cannabis sativa L is the genus and species. So, cannabis in variety of forms, you can find it on every continent except Antarctica, I believe. And as long as we've been growing crops, we've been growing a version of this plant. We've been using it a lot of different ways. It's how we made and. It just makes sense, right? Part of the reason that exists on every continent is whenever ships went out to sail, they always carried the seeds with them because they knew that they needed to plant their hemp plants, their cannabis plants, so that they could make rope and canvas for their ships, and they could fix things.
A lot there, a lot of information, good information. I love the history part of it. You're right, carrying the seeds around, making sure they could grow it wherever they wanted to grow. Excellent stuff here. We'll come back to my guest today, Jamie Treadwell. We're talking about CBD and hemp. So stay tuned. More to come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
And we are back speaking with my guest tonight, Jamie Treadwell. I thought, you know, I needed some bumper music that complements this topic. We're talking about hemp and CBD oil. And, you know, THC is thrown in there also. Of course, that's the active ingredient in marijuana there. And I thought, well, what better music to play for bumper tonight, Jamie, then would be the Doobie Brothers. I think that might be a little appropriate. And a little bit of humor there at the same time. But we're not really talking, emphasizing, you know, the high effect of THC. I did not want to do that. And that's the problem I had in formulating this kind of show, is I found so many people, you know, at this festival I just went to, about a month ago, I guess, many people were just there, it seemed to be, for the recreation of it. And I don't want to do that. I want to go to a positive thing that we can solve some problems with addictions from opioids. So that's always been my intention. So tonight's show is definitely directed in that direction, looking for solutions for opioids instead of that. Go with CBD oil. Go with hemp products here. Let's talk about a little bit here because I don't know much about it. I want to take a drive out to your facility and take a look at your plants and sure. See these things from seed to full growth plant. What kind of time span are we looking here?
Yeah, you're about to get me to totally nerd out, so get prepared. So one of the most exciting things about hemp for me is someone who grew up, my family has been in agriculture on both sides for over 100 years on my mom and dad's side, and I grew up in a foliage nursery. The area that we live in, Central Florida, is a lot of different things are grown here, but one of the main crops is a lot of the house plants and outdoor plants that people use to enjoy and decorate. So I grew up with that, and my parents grew over 40 different varieties of plants, gardenias, Neanthobella palms, pines, all different kind of plants. And there was no plant that ever was as fascinating to me as this has proven to be, because it grows quickly. Most of our crop, it's a 3 to 4 month crop for us here in Florida. And luckily, because we're in the Sunshine State, I can grow virtually year round. We're actually in a harvest cycle right now, even though we're almost in December, and then we'll plant and harvest again in the new year. So we can pull off 5 crops a year using the sun, which we're excited about because that's a more cost effective natural way to do it. But it's usually 3 to 4 months, depending on the variety. And the plants grow quickly. They can double in size, and they have 2 phases, the vegetative phase, which is where the plant is just putting on the leaves, kind of that the leaf that everybody's familiar with. But what's funny is that leaf wouldn't get you high or give you CBD. It has very little in it. It's really the buds. Right. The buds that form later on in the flowering stage. And what happens with them is it starts out and it puts out these really pretty kind of lashes looking things. And different varieties can be different colors. We have one called Belle that is pink, and they can be beautiful, and they each develop their own smells and their own bud structure. And then when we harvest, we're at it's usually about 4 months, and and our model is we want to be efficient in how we turn our crops. Like I said, we want to take advantage of the sun, being in the Sunshine State, so we handle things a little differently. And because we're in Florida, we can grow things when other parts of the country that grow hemp can't. So most other places they plant in the springtime, you know, once it's not cold, and then they're harvesting usually around Halloween. But we can do something different here, and we're very, it's never wrong if you're a little different. So we focus on 5 crops a year, and I love it. I love seeing the different varieties. I love watching my dad, who's done this his whole life, you know, learn a new plant and prove that you can learn new things, you can apply skills you have to a new crop, and not just for him, but other farmers. So it's usually 3 to 4 months. We get off 5 crops a year with some careful planning in our greenhouses. We do grow in greenhouses, and then we also do some outdoor production if the time of the year is right. The biggest challenge for the farmer is we don't want moisture to get into that bud, because we don't want any mold or other contaminants to form. So being in Florida, we have rainy season, so we kind of adjust when and how we do things to manage that with airflow. And since you're from Central Florida, which I think where we live is the best place in Florida, we kind of have some hills. We have a constant sea breeze because we've got the Atlantic and the Gulf on either side. And it's a great place to grow amazing crops. And we're just proud that we could be a part of bringing hemp into our state and figure out how to add it into the options that farmers have here.
Right. So the majority of your plants are grown inside a greenhouse, correct?
Yes, we grow in greenhouses, but we have virtually clear tops. Like I said, we want to take advantage of that sun as much as possible. And
I was wondering about the soil that you needed to actually cultivate these things. I mean, you know, our soil out here is sandy. I mean, you must have a special soil that you have to use to cultivate this,
that's one of the things we look at when we're looking at outdoor locations. Is we like that sandy soil because it means there's drainage. We don't want water to pool at the roots and cause these plants can be prone to root-borne issues. So we like the fact that we have good drainage. And then, of course, in our greenhouse, we do use pots, and we have a special soil mix. But one of our goals, we really want to support other local businesses. And as I mentioned, this is a real there's a lot of agriculture in our area. So wherever possible, we try to use local suppliers. And kind of our philosophy is, you know, a lot of times with the hemp or cannabis plant, people put a cannabis leaf on it and want to charge five times more when there's a, you know, another solution that may be just as good. So we try to find those more cost-effective solutions. And we want to be purchasing from our local businesses. You know, nothing wrong with bringing things from other places, but one of the things that Treadwell Farms really tries to stand behind is we want to support our community. Part of the way that we support our community is not only by making great products that benefit our community, but it's also by working with businesses in our community. So we try to do as much local sourcing as we can, and we're lucky that we live in an area where there's a lot of options for us, including the soil mix that we use. Mm-hmm.
Do you have an issue with pest control? Any problems there?
You know, we do, and we do use organic practices, so that means we have limitations. One thing about our crop, at least in Florida, is we're required to test all of our products and our harvested material for not only the CBD and THC content, but also that it's free of pesticides, microbials, mycotoxins, mm-hmm. residual solvents, and heavy metals. There's almost no other food that you eat that goes through that amount of testing that we have to go through. So it's necessary to use those practices. One, it's the right thing to do. It's safer for the consumer. We know that many of the people that use our products have health issues. We don't want to contribute to those by adding something else in. And we're tested for it. The state's going to, you know, keep us honest and make sure that we're not doing anything we shouldn't. So we only use OMRI, which is organic, anything that's certified organic. And it's interesting to watch my dad and our team. We've noticed that certain plants attract bugs. Certain varieties will do better certain times of the year. So, that, you know, like I said, we've only had this program since 2020 is when they started licensing farmers. So we're always studying when is the best time to grow which variety, which things attract plants, which things get rid of plants. And we actually think it's the terpenes, the smell and taste, the compounds that give things their smell and taste. Sometimes the bugs just love them. So we have to get creative and basically not wait. As soon as you see something, you've got to jump on it and take care of it and use these OMRI certified materials to do it. So, yeah, it's we changed based on the season, what we grow and how we grow it, just based on pressure.
Right. Yeah. Let's talk about the extraction process. I'm interested how that works. Do you guys do a cold press? How does that work?
Well, what we've chosen to do at Treadwell Farms is we use cryoethanol extraction. What that means is it's minus 40 degrees Celsius, so it's very mm-hmm. cold. And we think that's the most cost-effective and the best way to extract all of those compounds out. So, but one thing that's really important for people to know about hemp, anything that they're using for CBD oil, is if you think about it, the plant, when it's living, has the most compounds and benefits in it. So when we harvest it, we hand harvest it. So each plant is harvested by hand, and then we also slow dry and cure it. So once we harvest it, we have to get it in a usable form for that extraction process. So for us, that means we hang it. It's kind of like a more sophisticated version of the tobacco barn. So we have to collect it, we hang it, we monitor the moisture level continuously, and for 10 to 14 days, depending on the variety and the weather, there can be a variety of factors, we're closely monitoring it to make sure that the moisture's out and we can safely store it without worrying about harboring of mold. Right. We believe that slow process is really important because, remember, like any fruit or vegetable, the hemp bud, its enemy is heat and light. So we want to do as much as we can to control that so we're not losing those, you know, really the compounds that could be helping someone. A lot of hemp is combine harvested and fast dried in the field. That can be great, right, if that's the best process the farmer can come up with. But for Treadwell Farms products, for products with our name on them, we really believe that slow drying and curing, in addition to the care that we take with the extraction using the minus 40 degrees Celsius cold process, we just take a lot of extra steps to try to do everything we can to make sure that whatever was in the plant when it was living makes it into the finished product. So I call our products artisanal for that reason. We don't cut corners. It takes how long it takes. And so we're just very particular about that. And that's something that your listeners may, you know, ask questions to where they're getting their CBD. Do they know the farmer that grew it? Did they, how long did they dry it? How did they dry it? What is their goal? How did they extract it? And just like any new industry, there's always the new latest and greatest thing. So everybody will have their opinions, but in our research, we felt like that was the best path and steps for us to achieve the product that we wanted.
Well, you know, once the government allowed small business to go into this industry here, everybody wanted to jump into the ring here. It looks like everybody wanted to jump in. Oh, I want to do the same thing. I want to make CBD oil products, hemp products. And let's talk about quality and purity, because that's kind of confusing to me as I'm looking at a label here, and you can be convinced on a label that this is a quality product, but you could be cheated. And you've talked about there must be ways to cheat as far as the system goes and the processing and the purity. I'm looking for the purity. I'm looking for a quality product that's going to give me the benefits that I'm looking for. You know, in my case, maybe sleep, a good night's sleep, or maybe anti-inflammatory process, something like that. So let's talk a little bit more on the side of purity issues.
Sure. Well, one of the things that's required in Florida, and there are other states that require this as well, but not every state requires it, and certainly not every country requires it. So we have third-party testing, and the third-party labs have to be registered with the Department of Agriculture, also the DEA, a whole host of government agencies. So they really have, you know, stepped up to the plate to say we can be an arbiter of quality because we are, you know, we're applying the appropriate science to this. So in Florida, a third-party lab comes and takes samples before I can be given approval to harvest. That tells me that my crop is less than 0.3% THC and it's acceptable to harvest. So that's kind of the first step. And then what happens is we do that additional testing that I mentioned. So that's not only that we confirm in any of our products, the CBD and THC level, the presence of other cannabinoids and terpenes in some instances. So we try to give the consumer information about what's actually included. So that will validate this shouldn't get me high because it's less than 0.3 THC. And it should also confirm that if I say it's a 1,200 milligram tincture, that it actually has 1,200 milligrams in it. So that's kind of the minimum, right? You want to know that you're getting a product that has CBD in it. But then there's a whole bunch of other things you want to know. Like I said, we have tests that confirm there's no harmful pesticides, no microbial activity. Remember I said we've got to dry this to make sure that no microbials appear, or mycotoxins, which would be your mold. So it's got to be free of microbials, mycotoxins. If it is an oil, then I've run it through. Remember I said we have an ethanol process. Yeah. We want to make sure that there's no residual ethanol in the process. So that is the residual solvent test to make sure that our scientific processes, our extraction processes, it did what they're supposed to, and there's nothing left that shouldn't be in there. And then we also test for heavy metals. This plant is a bioaccumulator. That means it's going to pull anything and everything up out of the soil. And you can Google this, and these are all facts. They use it to clean up Chernobyl. And they use this plant regularly in China to clean up toxic spills. And there's even, you know, industrial uses to remediate land, but you don't want to put that in your body. So So right. You want to make sure that there's a third-party lab test that you can access easily from any CBD product that you buy. In Florida, we have to put a QR code on our bottles or, you know, our containers that you can scan with your phone or go to our website and look up the test results. So if you go to treadwellfarms.com right now, you will see at the very top of our page, test results. You can go there and you can see that for any product we sell. I would not, as a consumer, buy any product from any CBD manufacturer where it is not easy to get their test results. So that's, to me, if you hear nothing else, that's really important.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody ever doing that. Here's our test results. I've never heard anybody doing that. That's quite impressive that you really believe in your product to actually put your labs out there. That's amazing. That's pretty impressive.
Well,
yeah, you mentioned 1,200 milligrams. Is that a starting point for most people? Is that where you want to start if you pick a product here, 1,200 milligrams?
Well, we did our tinctures as 1,200 milligrams as the total product.
I'll tell you what, Jamie, hold that thought. Jamie, I hear our music. Sure. And we'll come right back to that question. Stay tuned.
Okay, great.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I was raised here in this living hell.
my special guest, Jamie Treadwell from TreadwellFarms.com, the website. Excellent website. Some great information there, too. If we don't get it covered tonight, you definitely want to go to her website there and see the products that she has and the information. This is amazing stuff. Like I said, I like the idea of natural. We've been pushed into this thinking, Jamie. We've been pushed into this thinking. I've been in the medical field for almost 30 years now. We've been pushed into this thinking of the solution is a pill. The solution comes from a pharmaceutical. We've learned this in the last 2.5 years with COVID. It's the shot. It's the solution at all. And, of course, it never has been. We can go into that another time. That's usually what I do on my show here. But I do like the idea of natural. And I've always been big on diet and nutrition. So where you can't get achieve those goals of what we're looking for through the dietary, then we have to look outside the box here. And that's where I was intrigued and kind of amazed of what I've learned and the people I've come across that cultivate CBD, the hemp plant itself, and the big giant bud. It's pretty amazing to see these things. And that's – go ahead.
Jose, they're beautiful. They smell great. They're beautiful. Anyone that loves plants, they'll be fascinated by this one. Not something to be scared of. It's a really amazing plant.
Well, I'll tell you, when I first, like I said, I first experience with CBD was with my dog hurting himself. And we really thought we were going to have to put him down. And what's interesting is it's nice when you find physicians who actually come out and say, hey, off the record here, try CBD oil on and go with this number of milligrams here for your dog. This so many times a day. You're going to find great benefit, bring down the inflammatory process here. Your dog's going to do much better. Telling me off the record, my vet told me off the record. So we can't do this. We can't really tell you straight out, yes. And so he kind of, it didn't bug him or anything. I didn't have a recorder running, but he said, I can't tell people this, but I know you as a customer bringing your dogs in here. And he said, I can't say it because I'd lose my license, but, and that's always a big thing there to say, I'd lose my license over this because there's some credibility here that CBD has some great, amazing properties. But he said to me, Steve, try the CBD oils and for your dog, try it. And I did, and my dog did much better. Like I said, we didn't have to put him down. We're going to squeeze a few more years out of this pup. But he's doing fine, but the maintenance is the CBD oil itself. So I want to talk about also, I don't know if you can comment on this here. We have opioid receptors in our bodies. Pretty amazing body. Our bodies have these opioid receptors here. We have cannabinoid receptors also in our body. So, that's why I got this thinking of, well, if we have receptors for the opioids, we must have receptors for the other. And we do. So when we come back, in our second hour, we're going to open the phone lines, but I want to see if we can dig into this a little bit here, the receptors in our body, if we could do that. All right, stay tuned. Second hour coming up. National Intel Report. Hang on.
We must take America back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.